Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk to the Mayor of Liverpool. Joe Anderson, hard day for you today?
Yeah, it was, but it's something that we were expecting, Pete. We were prepared for it. We've been talking to people and planning for it for months and months, and it doesn't make it any easier that we've known the day has been coming. But it was a really hard day because I think not just for me as Mayor, but for all of the councillors and the officers who've worked to prepare the budget know how difficult it's going to be for the people of the city and the city. So it was really, heart-rending, really. And some of the people that turned up tonight at the council meeting itself to make appeals to us about trying to protect services that they hold dear, it was heartbreaking to listen to. But I guess, what I got from the contributions was that they also understand that we haven't got a lot of choice in the things that we are doing, because money's not something that we've got in abundance after the government funding reductions to the city.
As you know, Joe, I'm a fan of yours. I make no bones about it. You don't always get it right, but I certainly am a fan. I get quite cross on this programme when people say about he's making this cut. You're not making any cuts lightly, are you? You and your team.
Well, it is difficult, I sense that the vast majority of the people in the city understand what we're doing and how we're going about it. And they look at, what I've tried to do. I mean, for instance, the welfare cuts, the welfare benefit cuts mean that people for the first time last year were paying council tax, even though they were on benefits for the first time, housing benefits. And what we did is we put £1.7 million in to help those people. And we're doing that again for the next 2 years. We put £1 million into credit unions. We put £450,000 in like a hardship fund. We put £150,000 into food banks. We're doing things like, building new homes, building new schools, creating jobs, and we're doing all the things that people would expect us to do or try and do. And I keep saying, and I've said it tonight with my budget speech, that, it is a tough and challenging time for us, but we'll work together as a city. We'll work with agencies, with groups, with the voluntary sector, with community groups, with residents, individuals, to try and protect as much as we can. But we're not doing it because we want to do it. We're doing it because 58% of our funding has been taken away from us. All I say to people is if, you go to Asda or Tesco or wherever you go shopping, you can't buy £150 worth of stuff if you've only got £50. And you can't buy £50 worth of stuff if you've only got £20. You have to do what you can manage to do. And that's exactly what we're doing as a council. We haven't got the money. And so we've got to cut our cloth accordingly. And it really is as simple as that. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. There's going to be services closing. There's going to be libraries, children's centres. There's going to be, alcohol dependency programmes cut. There's going to be, rape crisis type support cut. All kinds of things that we want to protect, we can't protect because we haven't got the funding and the money to do it. And so it's going to be hard, and it's heartbreaking to have to make those decisions that we've made tonight. But, I haven't got any choice. I haven't got a magic wand. I haven't got a drawer full of money. And that's why I guess that a lot of people, quite simply understand the predicament that we're in. Those that don't, there was 150 people outside the council chamber from across the whole city region, not just Liverpool, that came to protest tonight. But they're the same people that were there 3 years ago who were saying that the city would be closed down and not open for business and we wouldn't get through it. We're still standing, we're still doing business, we're still creating jobs, we're still running the city in the best way we can, and we will continue to do that.
Let me ask you three questions in particular. One, you just said we haven't got a drawer full of money, but have you got a reserve?
The reserves, Peter, are it's a complicated issue, but we will be spending £74 million of our reserves. We've got something round about £104 million worth of reserves. Most of that doesn't belong to us. It belongs to schools, but a lot of it is what we have to keep. For instance, if we use European funding, to do a particular scheme, we have to set aside near enough the equivalent amount of funding in case there's any clawback. And basically what we do, what we have to do, and it's government requires us to keep about 5% of the overall spend we spend in a reserve. So what we're doing over the next 3 years is we're spending £74 million over the next 3 years to spend on services, which will mean that in reality we'll probably have around about 30 million reserves. But, you know, you look at the central government itself, they have, I think it's around about £2.5 billion worth of reserves. You have to keep money back, you have to do things, but it's also not our money in the main. It's a lot of it is schools' money. But, you know, this idea that we're sitting on, you know, hordes of money and refusing to spend it, it's just nonsense. It's just not true. And, you know, every council has reserves and every council is required to keep reserves. And we will spend ours. But, you know, let me just make this point on reserves. If we've got some money and we spend it, for instance, to continue a service for a year, we're going to have to find the same amount of money the year after because we haven't got the money to keep that service going long term. So, you know, it's a short-term sort of fix. We've got to make sure that the money we get coming in is enough to support the services that we provide.
Joe, with all these cuts, why have we got puppets coming to the city?
Well, look, people need to understand that we can't close the city down. We've got to be open for business. We've got to bring in visitors and tourists because they create jobs and keep our businesses going, like shops and restaurants and bars, all of those things we rely on tourism to do. So we've got to put events on and we've got to bring people into the city. But let me just say to the people who moan about the Giants coming back to the city, it'll probably be costing the city nothing. It will be cost neutral. We've just received money from the Arts Council. We've got sponsorship coming in and we're using some ERDF funding to do that. So it'll probably be cost neutral. In other words, it probably won't cost us money. It'll certainly already it's going to cost us less than what we paid for the last ones because of the money that we're getting in terms of to be able to put them on. So, you know, those people who say that it's a waste of money don't understand the amount of money that it will bring into the city, the amount of visitors and the support that it gives to local businesses. So it's well worth that small investment that the city will actually make on these.
Joe, our Mayor of Liverpool, why do you have to buy the Cunard building?
Well, the Cunard building is an example of the things that we've got to do, Pete, to actually, when you talk about reserves and stuff, that money that we have in reserves, we're going to buy the Cunard building. And there's a lot of people in there that are renting space already in the Cunard building. So it costs us £1 million, for instance, to run and operate Millennium House. That's a building that we own within the city centre, just off Victoria Street and Crossall Street there. So we're selling that. We're actually moving the staff from that and putting them into the Cunard building. That'll save us £1 million a year. And the rental that we get from people within the Cunard building will mean that in about seven, eight years' time, the Cunard building will be paid for. And it actually now belongs to the people of the city of Liverpool. So that's the type of thing we've got to do. It's called invest to earn. So it's like buying to let. That's exactly what we're doing. And that's how we've got to make money. It brings in revenue, revenue funding that we haven't got. And if we need to pay for services and we haven't got the money coming from central government, it's that type of scheme that we need to do. It's the same as people ask me questions about Finch Farm, Everton's training ground. Why did we buy that? Well, we bought that because we were able to work with Everton to give them a better deal. But we end up getting a better deal because we get more money back that we're lending to put what we've paid for it. And we actually get a revenue amount of funding coming in. That means I can spend it on services to keep some of the things that the people of this city want us to actually protect. That provide, you know, whether it's cleaner, greener city, whether it's supporting elderly people and vulnerable people with services, all that revenue, all that money from the things we do means that we can do that. All we're doing is being a little bit more business-like, a little bit more entrepreneurial, and making the strength that we've got, the capital power that we've got in terms of borrowing, because we can borrow cheaper than other companies, is using that strength and that ability to make money that then we can spend back in the city. It's certainly as simple as that. It's just being, as I said, using your nous with the strength that we've got to create money.
Joe, how much are those ships worth to us when they come in?
Well, that's, I mean, I guess that there's going to be, I would have thought, on that day and over that period of time, because we'll have events on and other things happening, I guess there'll be, you know, hundreds of thousands of visitors that come to the city. And I would put a price on it, probably, you know, a couple of million pounds. You look at the International Festival of Business that we're going to be running in June together, along with the Giants coming back. It's going to transform the city in terms of how people view the city. You know, we've got CNN, we've got the Financial Times, we've got lots of media organisations, the BBC, that are going to doing programmes and interviews and stuff and whatever, right throughout that six-week period. That's going to put Liverpool on the world stage again. So, you know, the visitors that will be coming in, the publicity that we get means it's fantastic news. But the Cunard event next year is going to be spectacular.
And also the ships are coming anyway. Each one of those is worth money, isn't it?
Well, exactly. The cruise line is, you know, when we made the decision to, you know, go for the cruise liners again, which I committed us to, and we paid back the money to government, £11 million. You know, I think at that time we had probably round about 16 ships, if that. I think actually it was less than that. I think it was 12 ships that came in a year. And now we've got 40 ships turning around. People get joining the ship and getting off the ship and staying in our hotels, and we've got 40 ships scheduled to come in this summer, and it's estimated that each cruise ship that comes in, you know, and the people on it and stuff, whatever, and the revenue and the income that it brings to the city is around about £1 million. So you know, for me, that's the type of thing that we've got to do. You know, we can't wrap our city up in aspect. We've got to be open. If we're serious about making our city one of the best places in the world again, then we've got to do things differently. Yeah. And yes, the cuts are going to hit, and yes, it's going to mean hard times for people, but we'll get through it, because we'll get through it because we'll stand up for each other, and we'll work together, we'll pull together, and we'll manage it. We'll be able to provide the services, not as much as we want and not in the same way that we used to, but we'll try to protect those most in need as best we can.
Joe, is this city owed money in unpaid council tax?
No, it's rubbish. Look, let me tell you this. This is the smears, you know, from people who want to create mischief. And we collect 96% of what's owed to us. And if we were judged with every council in the country, we'd be in the top quarter in terms of how much we collect. But what we don't do, which others do, is we don't write off what's owed to us. After 4 years, Birmingham and Manchester and Leeds and Sheffield, they write off their debt. We don't. We collected last year £600,000 of poll tax. Poll tax finished 12 years ago. We collected £600,000 of poll tax, and we collected in £6.4 million of council tax that was over 4 years old. So we still collect them because every penny is needed in this city. Now, if we weren't collecting that, you know, we'd be in the top. We'd be probably the top in the whole country in terms of collecting council tax. So, you know, I won't take any lessons off government or those that say we're not collecting council tax. And the Liberal Democrats, they tell lies to try and smear and, you know, win votes. Every single penny of council tax that we spend we bring back into the city is because we don't write debt off. And therefore, it's calculated, and it looks as if we're not collecting as what we should, but we are, believe you me. We're doing as good as any other city in collecting our council tax. In fact, better than most.
I'll finish off by asking you one more question, Mr. Mayor. Why does Liverpool rely on the government for funding?
Well, it needs to. Every city gets what we call a government allocation, a government grant. Now, that distribution, I believe, is really unfair. For instance, you know, if we look at what Liverpool collects in council tax, every year we collect £118 million in council tax. That's 9% of what we spend as a city. 9%, that's all. And yet, that's all it's worth to us, £118 million. But in other parts of the country, because they have bigger houses, better quality houses, detached and semi-detached properties, their council tax is worth more to them. So, for instance, Bristol collect in council tax double the amount we collect, 18%, so they get £236 million in council tax. So they're in a far better position of £118 million a year than we are. And that's why when David Cameron today talked about Liverpool is doing okay in terms of getting so much money per family, he may well be right, and that's the fact that we've got that amount of need, if you like. But where he's not honest is that, you know, he compares us with his own constituency. His own constituency has more properties in the highest tax bands, so they get more money than we get. About 68% of the properties in Liverpool are terraced properties and pay council tax at the lowest band. If we had big properties rather than terrace houses, we had semi-detached and detached houses, we'd be in a financially better position. So we get a double whammy. Not only do we don't get the high levels of council tax in, we've got the highest levels of deprivation, poorest people, unemployed people, elderly people, disabled people, people on benefits than any other city. So we get a double whammy. We've got to support those people, but we've got to do it with less money.
And to finish off, housing. Where are you up to with your housing?
Well, we're doing great with housing. We're, you know, not as much as I'd like, but we're doing great. We've brought in, over the last sort of 14 months, I think it's 680 properties. And that in itself, you know, back that these are boarded up properties, we've brought them back into use. And that in itself creates about £1.5 million of council tax revenue. We've already built, I promised to build 5,000 new homes within the four-year term of my office. We've already built 3,200, so we're going to meet that target. We're going to smash that target. So we're building new houses as well. What we've got to do, Pete, though, is build not just the properties like sort of, you know, the lower band properties and stuff. We've got to build quality houses as well. We've got to attract rich people here, people who can afford to pay council tax at the top rate as well. So that means that we get more revenue in. So we're doing great with the housing. Anfield has been regenerated in terms of, again, we're refurbishing lots of properties up there. And we're actually refurbishing and saving more properties than we are demolishing. So, you know, I'm delighted with the progress that we're making on housing, and I think it's something that we should be proud of.
Is there light at the end of the tunnel? Do we?
Of course there is, absolutely there is. You know, I describe where we are as a city as sort of like Charles Dickens's Tales of Two Cities, where, you know, we have the best of times and the worst of times. We've got really tough challenges ahead of us, Peter, in terms of the cuts, and we've got to, you know, as I said, stick together, pull together and work together to actually get ourselves through it. But at the same time, the flip side of that coin is we've got over £1 billion as we speak worth of regeneration going in our city. You know, we've announced 1,400 jobs in the last 6 months, sometime towards the end of this month, it's around about the 19th. I'll be announcing another 600 jobs coming into the city. As I said, private sector development has taken place. There's investment taking place. We've got some really exciting schemes and projects coming off shortly, which I'll be announcing shortly. I'm excited about the future. I get excited every single day I come into work about the opportunities that exist. But that doesn't mean to say that we haven't got the tough challenges that we need to face and address. And we will. But, you know, I promise you, the best days of our city lie ahead of it.
I should have asked this as well. I'm sorry. One more question. Apprentice.
Yeah.
Because it is apprenticeship week.
Yeah, and we've created around about 640 apprenticeships within the city. I think in the next couple of weeks we're announcing another 14 with one of our joint venture companies. You know, we've got apprentices in LDL. We've got apprenticeship solicitors. We've got apprenticeship accountants. We've got them with our joint venture companies. The City Council is sponsoring some. We've got a fund that had set up apprenticeships with local companies that, you know, that we give them a grant to take on apprenticeships. Yeah. There's about 640 apprenticeships that we've been directly involved in as a city. I'm proud of that fact, and we want to do more because they're a great way, and you know, they're all on decent rates of pay. And that's why, you know, I want them back, and I want them to continue apprenticeships because they're really good for the city.
John Anderson, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for talking to
us. You're welcome, Pete.